So now he's in the, on the street. And then he came out. He's like, God, what are you doing? I don't know anybody here in this neighborhood. But you told me you want a nice neighborhood. You never say the name of the neighborhood. So I let you go around all those nice neighborhoods. So you can tell me exactly where you want to live. Because the neighborhood have name. Say, ah, God. Okay, I want to live in angry. Okay, now you are talking. God don't give money. He created another opportunity with a woman that doesn't have no child. The man of God prayed. There was a blessing. She bought a house.
Amen.
And he lived in angry. When God tells the woman, come in the home, in the
house,
put the empty jar. Now faith needs to be at work. Because she only had just a little bit of oil. The man of God told him,
verse l'huile dans les vases.
Pour the oil in the vase.
Les vases remplis, mets-les à côté.
The jar was not.
Les vases remplis, mets-les à côté.
The full jar, put them on the side.
Croyez-vous que un peu du pain remplit plusieurs vases?
Do you believe that a small oil can fill a lot of jars?
Mais je veux dire quelque chose.
But I want to tell you today.
Quel que soit les talents qui sont en toi.
Whatever the talent that is in you.
Dieu est capable de les utiliser pour te bénir.
God is capable to use it to bless you.
Le peu de choses que tu as, que tu penses que tu n'as rien.
The small thing that you have and then you think you don't have nothing.
C'est exactement avec ça que Dieu va t'en.
Is exactly with that God is going to use to bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Am I speaking to someone? She presented the jar. She filled it. Filled. She made the jar is filled.
Wow.
Wow.
Il y a encore de l'huile.
There's more oil. She put the oil. It's filled.
Aide son fils.
Her son, give me another jar.
L'enfant dit, y a plus de vase.
The son said there is no more.
L'huile arrête de couler.
And then the oil stop flowing.
Le problème ce n'est pas l'huile.
The problem is not the oil.
Le problème c'est les vases.
The problem is the jar.
Tant que tu mettras ta main au travail.
As long as you put your hand at work, God will fill. Amen.
Amen.
As long as you pray,
the
oil will continue flow.
Est-ce que tu pries?
Do you pray?
Est-ce que tu pries?
Do you pray?
Le problème, ce n'est pas Dieu qui est lui.
The problem is not the God, is the all.
Bon, c'est toi et moi.
The problem is you and I.
On ne présente pas la prière.
You don't present the prayer to God.
Comment tu vas remplir avec
lui? How God's gonna fill your jar?
Comment?
How?
Comment tu vas faire?
How God's gonna do it?
Il a besoin de voir le.
He needs to see you
dans ta maison.
Doing it at in your home.
En train de lui présenter une opportunité.
Trying to present him an opportunity.
Seigneur, j'ai rencontré une personne.
God, I have met someone.
Le voici, c'est mon vase.
This is it. This is my job.
Remplis-le avec ton esprit.
Fill him with your spirit.
Afin que ça aboutisse.
So he can come to pass.
J'ai appliqué hier pour un boulot.
I made an application for a job.
Je te le présente.
I'm presenting it to you.
Remplis-le de ta présence.
Can you fill it with your presence?
Qu'on m'appelle.
So they can call me.
Amen.
Am I talking to someone?
Amen.
Tu rentres dans la présence de Dieu avec le vase vide.
You go in the presence of God with an empty jar.
Une chose est d'avoir l'opportunité.
One thing is to have the opportunity. And the second thing is for God to put His Spirit.
Car toutes les opportunités ne sont pas les bonnes.
Because all opportunities are not a good one.
Ne sont pas les opportunités de Dieu.
They are not the opportunity of God.
Donc tu dois amener ton opportunité dans la présence de Dieu.
So you need to bring your opportunity in the presence of God.
Voici lui là.
To see if the oil will flow through it.
Si tu vas approuver ton opportunité.
It means if God's going to approve your opportunity.
Si tu vas bénir ton opportunité.
If God's gonna bless your opportunity, if God's gonna be agree with your opportunity, when you take the vase, you don't keep it on you. You need to present that to God. Because He is your God. And He's the one who knows what is good for you. Tell someone, present your vase to God.
Amen.
Present your vase to God. He wants to feel it. He wants to bless it. At one condition. It needs to be a good jar.
C'est que ce soit un bon vase.
It needs to be a good jar.
Car Dieu ne met pas son huile dans un vase qui est déjà plein.
Because God will not put His oil in the jar that is filled already.
Quand tu pries pour le Seigneur, tu fais un boulot.
When you pray for God, God, I need a job.
Il faut qu'il y ait une place vide dans une entreprise.
It needs to have an empty space at a workplace.
Mm-hmm. Quand Dieu est trop content de toi,
when God is too happy of you,
on va fire quelqu'un.
They're gonna fire that person.
Pour qu'il y ait une place vide.
So they can have a space for you.
Pour que toi tu puisses aller occuper la place.
So you can go and take that place.
Les vendeurs de vêtements prient le Seigneur pour qu'on achète les vêtements.
People who sell clothes, they pray so they can buy clothes.
Pour que tu en achètes d'autres, faut que ce que tu as se gâte.
So the one for you to buy clothes, it means the old one you have. Need to be fitted.
Tes chaussures se gâtent.
Your shoes is not in a good condition.
Donc quand tes chaussures se gâtent, le vendeur de chaussures a été exaucé.
So when your shoes is not in a good condition, so the one who sells shoes is happy.
Parce que tu as venu chez lui.
Because you come into him.
Tu parles à quelqu'un.
You're not going anywhere else.
Quand tu meurs, le morguier est content.
When you die,
le morguier est content. Le nom de la personne l'a dit. Là, c'est la mort.
When you die, when they put you in the freezer, those people, they are happy. The funeral room, they are happy.
Ils sont heureux.
They are happy.
Dieu aussi les a exaucés.
Because God also exhausts them.
Alléluia.
Alléluia.
Quand on en parle, il y a tout ce qu'il y a dans le réfrigérateur. Diane, t'es content.
When your child eat everything in the refrigerator, Diane is happy.
Parce que tu vas venir dépenser.
Because you're gonna come again and spend some money.
Le monde est tellement de vases vides et d'huile.
The world is filled with empty jar and oil.
Jacques, j'ai des vases vides.
Tell someone I have empty jar.
Je ne présenterai plus un seul vase à Dieu.
I will not present no more and one jar to God.
Je vais en présenter plus.
I'm gonna present many.
Alléluia.
Alléluia.
Sois une personne.
Be a person.
Qui présente plusieurs opportunités.
That present many opportunities.
Car Dieu est le Dieu de l'impossible.
Because God is a God of impossibility.
Qui rend les choses impossibles possibles.
Who makes stuff that is impossible possible.
Il est le Dieu de la grandeur.
He is the God that of greatness.
De l'élévation.
Of elevation.
Et il m'a dit de vous dire.
And he God told me to tell you.
Il élèvera des gens dans cette église.
He's gonna elevate people in this church.
Amen.
Amen. Can you get up? Can you stand on your feet? We're going to pray. If you let this person,
you can
clap your
hand.
Can the singer come?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can
you clap to the Lord?
Can
you clap to the Lord?
When
you only have one prayer request. God asked me today, present me many.
Je vais remplir.
I'm gonna feel it.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Là où tu es,
where you are,
commence à présenter des vases vides.
Can you start presenting your empty vase to the Lord. Pray to the Lord.
Présente des sujets de prière à Dieu. Présente des pas à Dieu. Présente des sujets de prière à Dieu. Prie dans l'ordre Dieu.
Can you please present your empty jar to the Lord?
Parle à ton Dieu.
Speak to your Lord.
Présente-lui les pas.
Present him your empty jar.
Il veut les remplir.
Pray to the Lord of glory. He want to fill your jar. He want to fill your jar. So present him your jar. Are you sick? Present that to the Lord. In your jar, present that to the Lord.